Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The state of Alabama became a little bluer this week. That's because Democrat Marilyn Lanz won a seat in the state house during a special election, flipping what had long been a Republican district. Lanz ran on a platform focused heavily on reproductive rights, and many in her party view her win as a blueprint for how Democrats could gain seats in this November's election. Alabama is one of the nation's most Republican-dominated states, and it also has some of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. That includes a February ruling by the state's top court equating frozen embryos with children. For more on her state, her victory, and what we can learn from it, Marilyn Lanz, the new Democrat representative for Alabama's 10th District, joins us. Representative, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
So you have said you think your pushback on the state's reproductive health laws helped put you in office in Alabama. What did you hear from voters while you were campaigning?
Most definitely. And I think our messaging really resonated even across the aisle. And I have been just heartened so much by, and I think because of the fact that I shared my personal story, so many other women and families have shared their stories of heartbreak with me. And I feel like this campaign has really been unusual in that it's become a deeply personal campaign.
Let's stay there for a second. You did share your story about having an abortion yourself after genetic testing showed the baby you were expecting wouldn't be viable. It strikes me that we're seeing more elected women speak about their own abortion experiences. I want to know if you think that's necessary now, and if it is, how do you feel about that?
I don't know that it's necessary to share the candidate's own story if they have one. It might be appropriate, but I do think it's important to share stories. I highlighted Alyssa Gonzalez in our video, and of course, part of why I told my story was her courage and bravery, and the fact that two decades later, she was denied healthcare access that I was able to get at my home and with my own doctor in Huntsville Hospital. And the fact that in two decades, we've gone so far backwards. So I don't know that I would necessarily encourage a candidate to share their personal story. It can be a hard thing to do, but I think sharing stories of women and families that have experienced this issue is critical because stories are what help change hearts and minds.
And of course, Alyssa Gonzalez, given the new Alabama law, they suggested I should simply carry the fetus to term and watch it die a slow, painful death, was a headline from the Huffington Post there. So this is a special election. The seat was vacated by David Cole after he admitted to election fraud. You ran against him in 2022 and lost. Did your message change between those two campaigns, or did the moment change?
I think the moment changed. During our 2022 run, the Dobbs decision hadn't been handed down at the beginning when we first announced our platform. But after that happened, this did become a critical part of our messaging. The key factor in 2022 was we didn't have anybody at the top of the ballot, and Republicans had a lot of things they were excited about, especially Katie Britt. But we've won now, and I think the moment was right for this win and for this message.
So Democrats watching you, you know, trying to take lessons from this for the November election, one of the things I wonder is there any chance there isn't a lesson here? You maybe had better name recognition in this race because you'd run in for this office before, and you were running this time against a local city councilman. Any chance there's not a lesson here?
Oh, I think there's clearly a lesson here. And one thing I think is that people are really beginning to understand the importance of state and local races. Everybody's so focused on the national, and of course we all are, and I am supporting the president in November. But I do think this race really illustrates that people are beginning to understand the importance of state and local races.
So Alabama is one of what we know as trifecta states, Republican governor, majorities in the House and the Senate. So
yes,
you gained a seat as a Democrat, but what can you do now in your role?
My first priority is overturning this bad ban, continue to really build our public school system, and to eliminate our grocery tax.
You mentioned Katie Britt, the senator who gave the response at the State of the Union, and we're talking about how still dominant Republicans are in Alabama. You've talked about your agenda there. I guess the last thing I want to know, Representative, are you an exception who's going to be sort of operating to try to carve out space, or in your mind, are you the front end of a wave of change in your state?
I think it all starts here. And I think in 2026, we're going to see more of the state go blue. And then we'll really be in a place to break the supermajority and get to something that really approaches balance in Montgomery.
Marilyn Lanz is the new Democratic representative for Alabama's 10th District. Representative, thank you.
Thank you so much.